Acts chapter 9, verses 3 and 4. That's our passage as we continue our journey through the Bible. As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" Bang! Just like that. A light from heaven and Saul fell to the ground. Saul was intent on destroying the church, breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. Dragging men and women off to prison, he made house calls on Christians. He approvingly supervised the stoning of Stephen, and Saul was on his way to Damascus to level some more damage when God stopped him in his tracks. You know the rest of the story. Saul trusted in Christ. God changed his name to Paul. And the last one of the apostles took the message of Jesus throughout the world. And Paul wrote 13 of the 27 books in the New Testament. 13 of 27. We call it a change like Paul's, a Damascus Road experience. A person is blatantly opposed to everything Christian. They have nothing to do with Jesus. They breathe hatred to all who follow Christ. And then suddenly God gets their attention. They become a follower of Jesus. Whom do you know who is blatantly opposed to Christianity? You think that person needs a Damascus Road experience? Well, our job is not to hate them or damn them. Jesus said our job is to love them and pray for them. Write that person's name down on a sheet of paper. Put them on your prayer list. I know what you're saying. This person will never come to Christ. That's the same thing people said about Saul before he became Paul. Father, help us obey the command of Jesus to love our enemies and pray for them. We do that right now. I ask that you insert the name of the person you're thinking about. I ask you bring that person to yourself. Cause that person to trust in you. Give that person a Damascus Road experience. In Jesus' name, amen.